And my birthday was July 21st, 1923.
Now, were you born in Roswell?
No, I was born in Morgan County, Georgia, which the county seat is Madison, which is just south of Athens. And I had that being the case, I had the good luck of growing up on a farm, which was the greatest thing that could ever happen to a boy. I had an older brother, just two of them.
So when did you move to Roswell?
That came about by when in those days Madison had 11 grades in high school, and some of the faculty got together one day, and then they called Charles and myself in, lived in Madison. We all went to high school together. Called us in and said, the two of you should go to Georgia Tech. Then that's just the way they left it. So we did.
Really? Wow.
And got me to Atlanta in the college days, and I have been in Fulton County the entire period since then. So I was through my 18th birthday. I went to school in 1940, September 40. September of 1940, I was just turned 17. But you know, it all worked out. But I learned this: there were differences in the education system at Madison. And no criticism of that. But Boys High and Tech High in Atlanta had all of the math that we had. And they had other, the main thing was math. They had 12 grades, and they just had been exposed to more of the discipline than Charles and I had. But that's not being critical. That's just the way it was, and the way we got by. So in getting to Roswell was just kind of a fluke. I was president of the fraternity, and you have rush week and all of this, and you get people in. So one of the boys that was rushed was, I'm not going to call the name. He's dead, but I'm not going to call the name. He wasn't keeping up, and the dean would send me a list of who was having trouble with the work. And so I called up the daddy of the young man that was having the trouble with the work and told him about it. And I, you never know, sometimes they'll tell you to mind your business, but he didn't. He said, I'm most appreciative for you taking your time to do this. And of course, he had his chauffeur that brought him there to talk to me. I was impressed with that. Anyway, I told him, and he said, appreciate that. And I said, he said he would try to get his son to do better. But anyway,